I feel like the announcement Alan Smith, but we've published the release of today's paper on Tuesday, January the 16th. So, front page paper today is axed. Stuart Mill Group staff tell of panic at firm's collapse. So, devastated construction workers made redundant by Stuart Mill Group gone bust tell how the firm's shock collapse left them gobsmacked and in a state of panic. About 50 ex-employees met union bosses at the Beach Ballroom in Aberdeen yesterday in the wake of last week's announcement. Bricklayer Scott Geddes said his immediate reaction was one of panic over how to pay his bills as he learned in a Microsoft Teams call that he was one of 217 workers losing their job. Shocked Pinter decorator James Brander said we thought our jobs were safe. Site supervisor Norman Simpson said, I kind of been struggling for the past 2 or 3 years, but just didn't see the hammer falling. So, well, obviously it would be a devastating thing to be dealt that your job is named mayor, that's for sure. And, you know, I suppose I wouldn't just be 100% sure, you know, if it's going to happen with the redundancy, but you would think Stuart Mill Group would see them okay, or, you know, at least say the bare minimum, that's maybe not very much. So again, hopefully all these lads will get jobs with their firms and be able to keep on going. So there's loads of little firms as busy as anything. So yeah, fingers crossed for them, but certainly a fine position to find yourself in, that's for sure. Now here's the e-bike scheme offering a way forward amid city buskets controversy. So a new business has seized on the controversial new Luke City Centre roads by bringing e-bike hire to Aberdeen Beach to help beat the bus gates. Citizens and their thousands have fought the latest roads overhaul with the end of a grace period in the low emission zone looming. The Press and Journal reported last week that 81% of folk taking part in a poll opposed the bus gates around Gill Street, Marcus Street and Bridge Street in the city centre. Bike lanes will soon be installed along Union Street and Beach Boulevard. And with that in mind, a new business aims to provide a two-wheel solution to the problems. Velo Hub has set up shop at the beachfront Transition Extreme, targeting personal and business trade. It hopes city firms will ditch the cars and vans and take one of their e-cargo bikes to shops, sites and client visits. Well, good luck with that, likes the day now. Velo Hub owner Dale Robertson says beating bus gates and breezing through the low emission zone are benefits that might bring folk through the door. But it's not a business based on negativity. Mr. Robertson said, attitudes to e-bikes are shifting. Hardcore cyclists who previously saw them as cheating are increasingly recognising that the assistance offered by an electric bike enables mere folk of all ages and levels of fitness to take up the sport with the benefits it brings. He says also, as an alternative to the motor car or delivery van in our city centres, they can also benefit the environment. So, between e-bikes costing more than £1,300, Mr. Robertson thinks there's a market for longer-term rentals that folk might want to gain more than just a spin before buying them. He says, unlike a pay-as-you-go rental, which is usually limited to city centre, Velo Hub offers an opportunity for customers to hire a variety of e-bikes, mountain bikes, gravel or touring bikes for longer. And this will allow them to take the bike further afield and explore the excellent cycling opportunities in the region. So, well, here we go now. I think, you know, they might be onto something here, as twa lads, because certainly, we are the bus gates and all the zones where you kind of drive about in Aberdeen, you know, an e-bike might be just the very thing. So, well, good luck to the pair of them. And, you know, fast again, Aberdeen might be the new Amsterdam. Thousands of bikes just parked willy-nilly. Now here's a brother of the First Minister's wife is charged. So First Minister Humza Yousaf's brother-in-law has been charged with supplying heroin and being in a position of cocaine and cannabis. Ramzi El Nakia appeared in petition at a Dundee Sheriff Court yesterday charged with drug offences, including supplying heroin, along with Stephen Stewart and Victoria McGowan. Court papers state that El Nakia, Stewart and McGowan were allegedly concerned in supplying a Class A drug, namely diamorphine, which is heroin apparently. They are further charged with being in possession of cocaine and cannabis. The offences that are alleged to have happened at 12F Balmoral Gardens in Dundee last Thursday. Well, Balmoral Gardens sounds very posh, but maybe it's nae. McGowan of Dundee is accused of committing the offences while on bail. All three made no plea at the court hearing. The trio were arrested on Thursday and will appear on court again at a later date. Asked about the case yesterday, Mr. Yusuf said, well, I can't comment because it's a live court case. So, well, there you go. You can pick your pals with your family and, fairness to all the other political parties, I'm sure they have got, some dodgers, it's related to them through marriage, some of them, so the SNP might be any different, but a great look for the First Minister or his missus. But, steer clear of Dundee would be the best thing. Now, here's a bit about the weather yesterday. Roads in schools hit as icy blast strikes region, so heavy snow and freezing temperatures brought widespread disruption to the north and northeast yesterday. Motorists battled through icy conditions on their commutes to and from work after the chill swept in overnight. Meanwhile, flights, trains, buses and ferries were also severely impacted by the cold snap. Hundreds of schools from Shetland to the Mearns were shut as temperatures plummeted. Bobbies and transport chiefs warned there could be more disruption to come, with yellow warnings for snow and ice in place for large parts of Scotland up until Thursday. Chief Superintendent Hilary Sloan, Police Scotland's head of road policing, urged motorists only to travel if necessary. She said, "Our advice is to plan ahead and consider if your journey is really necessary during this latest spell of severe weather, or if it can be delayed until conditions improve. If you absolutely have to travel, please drive to the conditions, be prepared for delays and allow extra time for your journey." So, well, speaking to lots of folk today, it says we're stuck in, at least double, maybe triple the normal time it takes to get from place to place. So, it's not even that much snow, it's maybe 4 or 5 inches or something of snow. But we just seem to be kind of cope with it nowadays. And especially schools closing, just at the first sign of snow in the schools is shut. And I said, God almighty, when I was a young loon, even in my short bricks, I had to walk about a mile. And didn't matter how deep the snow was, you had to just march on and get down and catch that school bus, which I was there regardless, and get yourself down to Turfin's higher education establishment. But nowadays, a couple of flakes every day off. Now, just a wee bit out of business pages, and here's it saying Scotch whisky adds £7 billion to UK economy. So the Scotch whisky industry contributed £7.1 billion to the UK economy in 2022, according to a report by the Scotch Whisky Association. It also revealed that the industry supports 66,000 jobs across the UK, 41,000 of them are in Scotland. The Scotch whisky industry is now responsible for generating £3 in every £100 of Scotland's total gross value added, and is the second most productive sector in Scotland, just behind energy, including renewables. NFU Scotland's Combinable Crops Committee Chairman, a big long badge he must say now, Willie Thompson, an arable farmer for East Lothian, welcomed the report but said it failed to highlight the role of farmers in the production of the product. He said Scotland's most iconic brand, Scotch whisky, is made up of just 3 ingredients, water, yeast and cereals, and Scotland's arable farmers are the cornerstone of the sector. So, well, I'm sure anybody likes a wee dram noon again, you'll have maybe sampled a pickle and you'll hear your favourites. For me, it's Old Oltney, whisky fae Wick, and it's I discovered it years and years ago. I'd never heard of it before. Somebody had it at a party at Hogmanay, and I was a committed Macallan man before that, but just everybody just likes something different, and I just like that Old Oltney, so that would be my whisky of choice. And I'm happy to help the country raise all this money to whisky folk days. Although I must admit my favourite is made by my friends in Lynchburg, Tennessee, far, far away from Scotland. No, just finish up with sport as normal, and waff for the fit bars name call happening obviously until Aberdeen thrash Clyde on Friday night, probably or hopefully, but anyway. But a few pages back, there's a Murray left question in future after Meek defeat. So this is Andy Murray admitted the window on his career is closing, and that a Meek loss to Thomas Martin Echeverry may have been his last Australian Open match. The five-time finalist was outplayed in a 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 defeat and was a far cry from his glory days, and he looked emotional as he gave a lingering wave to all sides of Kia Arena. It was only Murray's second opening round loss in Melbourne Park in the last 16 years, with it there coming 5 years ago against Roberto Bautista after the Scot had revealed that hip problems could mean the end of his career. So, well, I think maybe old Father Time's maybe caught up with Mr. Murray, and he's had a good run. He's been at number one in the world, and he's obviously won Wimbledon, won Olympic gold, and like other things, he's won tons and tons of money. So it's maybe time to hang up his racket, because the way he's gone, he's sliding doing, and it wouldn't be long before I could go be game again. But he's been a good ambassador for Scotland, I'll say. So good luck on for every day in the future, but he'll maybe have one last go at Wimbledon, I think, and then that'll maybe be him, as long as he's healthy. But he should probably cut quits before it gets any worse, I would say. Come on, Murray. No, that's me done for today. Now it's a wee puckle series of today's Pressings or Not on Tuesday, 16th of January 2024. Another perishing day today, although not quite as cold as yesterday, not near some cold snow the day as there was yesterday, but still, the pavements are just a bit of a disaster. The roads are the main roads anyway are okay, back to normal, but they're speaking about mere snow the night maybe, and Mary Morn. But Thursday should hopefully be the turning point. Well, fingers crossed it's this, because kind of fed up out already, anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. New hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Tell them to follow us on Spotify. That is the way forward. If you can manage that, it would be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.